It's week four of the 2025 college football season, and we've got 20 more games that we're going to make predictions on.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at Gary WCE. And we are not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into the games tonight. We're going to make predictions on 20 more games. If you haven't already watched the 10 biggest games of the weekend picks, that video is already out. It's already doing its thing. So please go and check it out, if you would, so kindly. And let's go ahead and dive into this. And while I'm diving in, make sure and like the video. All right. Game one. Rice heads to Charlotte. This one's on Thursday night. Rice currently a 3-point favorite almost everywhere. There's a couple of books that still have a 2.5 out there. Total was at 42.5. It is now up to 44.5. Rice won at Charlotte 28-7 in their last meeting. That was in 2023. The home team in the last three meetings between these two, the home team is 0-3 straight up and against the spread. Don't know how much that really matters here. Charlotte's got a brand new coach. Rice has a brand new coach. We've only got a couple of games of data on this. Tim Albin looks like it is going to take a while. If people remember correctly, Tim Albin, in his first year as the Ohio coach, I believe they only had 2 wins on the season, like 2-10, maybe 3-9. They were not very good. After that, they won a lot of ball games. He brought in their first MAC title, and then Charlotte came in, gave him a bunch of money, and hired him away from Ohio. So he got out of the MAC. He is now in the American. Charlotte has not looked good. Has really not looked good at all. PPA margin number 111 in the country. Rice is number 86. Rice is running this triple option thing. You know, 42.5 is the total, or 44.5 or 44. They've got, take that back. They've got a 43.5, a 44, and a 44.5. A couple of different spots. This thing opened at 45.5, dropped down to 42.5 early, and now it's back up there. As far as pace of play is concerned, Rice number 124 and Charlotte number 72. Charlotte does run a lot of plays, but that's because their defense gives up a ton of plays. Very curious about Rice. I think they're going to be able to move the ball quite a bit here. There has not been a ton of love on Rice. This thing opened early at 6.5, got bet way down, and now there's been a little bit of buyback on Rice. There's still a 2.5 out here. I will go with that. Charlotte is the more talented team, but they look like a disaster right now. Number 106 in penalties per game. They are number 131 in turnover margin. Rice limits mistakes. So I've got Rice by 5.87. My power rating has Rice by 7. I'm going to trust the numbers. Give me the Rice Owls in this one. Game two, we move to Friday night, and Oklahoma State is hosting Tulsa. Currently, this one is 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Currently, Oklahoma State anywhere from an 11.5 to a 12.5 point favorite at home in this one. It opened at 14.5. There was immediate buyback on Tulsa. Sharp bettors love betting on Tulsa right now. I don't know exactly what the deal is. They've got the new coach, Trey Lamb. They are trying to get things together, but they are 1-2 against the spread and 1-2 straight up. Oklahoma State was off last week, so maybe they've got something figured out. Still don't have the starting quarterback from what I understand. I don't know the full details on that, but boy, the last time you saw him, Oklahoma State got just run out of the stadium in Eugene. Just did not look good at all. Tulsa, number 123, current strength of schedule. Oklahoma State, number 2, current strength of schedule. So that is something to pay attention to. Total in this is 53.5 or 54.5, depending on where you look. It opened at 55.5. It did, when I created the spreadsheet, it jumped up to 56.5, and now it is back down again. My numbers on it have just stats projected. Has Oklahoma State minus 1. Power rating has Oklahoma State minus 5. I am going to go against, you know, no, I'm not. The away team is 4-0 against the spread in the last four meetings here. Tulsa 1-4 against the spread in their last five games. Oklahoma State is 0-7 against the spread in their last seven games, dating back to last year. I'm not going to – I wanted to trust Mike Gundy. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do that here. This thing is at 12.5. There was a 13 out there at one point. I'm going to buy into the Tulsa love here. I'm going to take Tulsa plus 13.5. I don't feel great about it, but it just looks like a mess in Stillwater. I know typically team coming off the bye, that typically makes sense, but man, Oklahoma State just looks like an absolute mess. Absolute mess here. Give me Tulsa. Like I guess maybe I will trust the numbers here. Tulsa plus 12.5 is the best number we can get right now. Staying on Friday night, Iowa is going to Rutgers, 7 p.m. Central on Fox. The Hawkeyes, 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread all time against Rutgers. And all of those games, they have won by a combined score of 93-17. Whew. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Rutgers dealing with some injuries. That is certainly something to pay attention to. Right now, the line has Iowa favored by anywhere from 2.5 up to 3.5 at one book. Total sits at 45.5, and that is across the board. 45.5. This thing was 45.5 when I created it. It was Iowa minus 1.5. Those injury details have come out a little bit, and it looks like people are on the Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes offense, passing the ball has been a complete disaster for them. Rutgers' defense has not been very good, but their offense has certainly looked a lot better. They're number 21 in offensive success rate right now, and they're pretty good at throwing the ball. Number 12 in passing success rate. Now, strength of schedule, currently Rutgers number 121, Iowa number 80. I bought big on Iowa. I thought they could potentially win 10 games. I thought they could make it to the Big Ten championship game potentially. Like, I was really in on them, and they have not been very good at all. This total at 45.5, my projected total based on stats is 50.83. I don't know how much I trust that because Iowa's number 112 in pace of play, and Rutgers is number 111. So the Rutgers offense is really good. They have not faced a defense even close to what Iowa's going to bring here. In this Iowa defense, granted, we know what Phil Parker does, but number 33 in predicted points added allowed per drive. They're number 27 in defensive success rate. They are number 17 in defensive drives per game. They are number 20 in defensive points per drive. There's a lot there. Scoring opportunities per game. They're number 75. Kind of find that surprising. So teams are getting into scoring position on them. Points per scoring opportunity, Iowa is number 76. They're giving up 3.75 points per scoring opportunity. Found that interesting as well. That's not what you would expect. Now, this has garbage time taken out as well. Also something to take into consideration. My numbers have Rutgers favored by 4. My power rating has Rutgers favored by 2.7. I don't like the injury situation, but also don't like Iowa's offense. This 2.5 is, this thing has moved back. All right, so it's sitting at 2.5. I'm going to take Rutgers. I know that's crazy, but I don't trust the, I don't trust Iowa's offense. I don't trust them being able to throw the football. And I think Rutgers actually has something going on offense right now. I'll ride Greg Schiano. I'll go with that. Rutgers right now 3-0 straight up. They're 2-1 against the spread. Give me the Scarlet Knights plus 2.5 at home. Nope, we're back to a 3.5. Okay, give me Rutgers plus 3.5. That's right. That's a number we can actually get. I will take it. Give me Rutgers plus 3.5 at home on Friday night. All right, we move to Saturday, and Maryland is going to Wisconsin. This one's 11 a.m. Central Time. Wisconsin was a 6.5-point favorite that had jumped up to 9.5 by Monday night, and right now we're sitting at 10 and a few 10.5s. So Wisconsin, you know, we'll call it consensus 10 with a total of 44.5. It opened 45.5, but we've got a 43.5, a 44, and a 45. No, 43.5, 44, and a 44.5. Good gracious. My projected total on this is 48.66. Billy Edwards, the quarterback for Wisconsin, presumably going to be back for this game. The strength of schedule difference here is massive. Wisconsin, number 15. Maryland has played the number 131 current strength of schedule. Maryland is 1-2 against the spread, but they are 3-0 straight up. And conference play is when Mike Loxley typically gets into trouble. Wisconsin 3-1 against the spread, 4-0 straight up in their last four against Maryland. Wisconsin 3-7 against the spread in their Big Ten home openers. Maryland, however, equally as bad on the road. Maryland 6-13 against the spread as a road dog under Mike Loxley. But this is a big number. Wisconsin did not look good against Alabama. You kind of wouldn't expect them to, right? They did get a little banged up in that game. Wisconsin, number 134 in the country in pace of play. That is the Jeff Grimes special. Maryland is number 44. They like to go a little bit fast. I kind of like Malik Washington, the quarterback there. This number has gotten a bit outrageous. If you have a total that's under 45 points and a double-digit spread, you almost always bet the dog. The projected stats spread that I've got, and this is, I opponent adjust, sometimes it's not weighted enough, right? But I've got Maryland by 4.7. My power rating has Maryland by 1.5. I think this could end up being a pretty close game. If you look at the talent here, Maryland number 34 overall, Wisconsin number 27, and then if you start looking at, you know, roster strength, et cetera, certainly in key positions. Wisconsin's offensive line, number 13. Maryland's defensive line, number 93. So Wisconsin should be able to run the ball, theoretically. They have not been great at it this far. Number 103 in yards per rush. They are number 80 in rushing success rate. Maryland's defense has actually been pretty good. So we'll see exactly what that means. As far as Maryland's offensive line, number 49, and then Wisconsin's defensive line, number 66, Maryland should be able, they should be able to move the football on these. I'm going Maryland. Like, I'm being incredibly contrarian right now, going against what everybody likes early in the week, but this just feels like too many points. Early Saturday game, Wisconsin wants to win one. We don't know exactly what they're going to look like with Billy Edwards because we only saw him for a few drives in week one of the season. If it's Danny O'Neill, then I feel a lot better about this, and I'm sure that line will drop back down. But we still haven't seen this, and I know what Maryland looks like. So I will take the Terps plus the 10.5. Rolling a lot of dogs here. Rolling a lot of dogs. So give me the Terps plus 10.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com. All right, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel, like the video, tell your friends about it, jump in the comments. That's what I would like, for you to jump in the comments and tell me your picks on these games. Don't come bashing me after we already know what the result is. I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what you think I got wrong. All right. Syracuse going to Clemson. This one, 11 a.m. Central on ESPN. Syracuse is 5-2 against the spread in their last seven against Clemson. Clemson is 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games. They have not looked very good. The current spread on this has Clemson by 17.5 at home. The total is 55.5. That number has not moved. I take that back. It dripped down to 54.5 at one point. It's back up to 55.5 across the board. There's no variance on this. It's just the number is what it is. That's the only numbers you can get, 17.5 and 55.5. My power rating has Clemson by 6. My projected stat spread has Clemson by 4.75. Clemson, the number 24 current strength of schedule. Syracuse, the number 38 current strength of schedule. Talent-wise, Clemson number 14, but they certainly have not looked like a top 15 talent team. They have not looked good at all against anybody. They didn't look good against Troy. They looked good in spurts against Georgia Tech. But again, Georgia Tech is a team that you have significantly more talent than, at least per recruiting ratings and experience, etc. And they just look like a mess right now. This line, it's thinking that Clemson is going to shake out of it. They're going to come back and they're going to be mad because they've lost two ball games already, and it is what it is. 11 a.m. sleepy game against Syracuse. Nobody seems to really think much of Syracuse, but, you know, they are number 38 in offensive success rate. Clemson defensive success rate is number 76. They're number 74 in passing success rate allowed. I think Steve Angeli is going to be able to throw the ball a little bit. Clemson's defense, number 80 in yards allowed per attempt. They're number 78 in QBR. Syracuse is number 37 and number 42 in those spots. Syracuse throws the ball almost 60% of the time. Kind of weird. Passing explosiveness, Syracuse is number 11. Clemson's defense, number 74. Basically, everything shapes up for Clemson to be a significantly better team, but the numbers don't really bear that out. Syracuse, number 6 in pace of play. Clemson, number 66. This Clemson offense just, I don't feel like they're going to wake up. Maybe I'm nuts. I mean, you guys tell me, but I'm going with the dog again. I know this one, another road dog. That's three road dogs that I'm taking right now. This is setting up to be an absolute disaster. But this feels like too many points. Again, Syracuse 5-2 against the spread in their last seven against Clemson. I like Fran Brown. I like what he's doing. Give me the orange plus 17.5 on the road. Game 6, 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time zone, CBS Sports Network. We got North Texas going to Army. And this one is interesting. It opened at Army minus 2.5. It is now out to North Texas minus 2.5. Pretty much across the board, there is a 2 out there as well. The total of 54.5 came down to 50.5 now, and that is a consensus. That's across the board. Army is off of a bye. They beat Kansas State on the road. They lost to Tarleton State. That Tarleton State loss looked bad at first, but that team is murdering everybody. So maybe that's not as bad of a loss as we thought. Both teams, 3-6 against the spread in their last nine games. Both are coming off of massive wins. North Texas humiliated Washington State last week. I am talking rough. Army won this game 14-3 in Denton last year, and you want to talk about it looking like somebody was throwing a game? Well, that quarterback for North Texas last year in this spot, whew, yeah, rough. This is one of those where strength of schedule certainly plays a factor. I know a lot of people are in love with this North Texas team. They are number 8 in the country in PPA margin. That's predicted points added margin. My stats projected spread has North Texas minus almost 13. My power rating has North Texas minus 5. My total on this is close to 54. So we've got a score somewhere around 33.5 to 20.5, somewhere around there. But I don't know if I buy it. Army strength of schedule, number 66. North Texas, number 133. They have played a whole lot of nobodies. But they have done exactly what they are supposed to do against nobodies. They have beaten them into a bloody pulp. The fact that Army is coming off of a bye, the fact that North Texas played Washington State last week, they're not super used to the triple. I think this game is going to be close. I wish that it hadn't flipped. I would feel a lot better about taking North Texas as a dog, but the fact that Army's coming off of a bye really makes me uncomfortable. Even still, I will take the road favorite here. I will take North Texas to cover the 2.5. This offense is clicking all over the place. They are number 2 in turnover margin. They're number 6 in takeaways per game. And Army, number 119 in takeaways per game, number 97 in giveaways per game. They have not been very tight with the football, we'll say that. And looking at it, this North Texas defense, Skylar Cassidy, the kid that came over from Sam Houston that brought like 7 starters with him from that defense, they are at least somewhat familiar with triple option. We'll see exactly what that means. This kid is a wunderkind. He'll be hired somewhere else next year. He's awesome. He is just awesome. So I will take North Texas to cover this number. Give me the Mean Green minus the 2. Game 7, West Virginia is going to Kansas Saturday. That's right. This one, 5 p.m. Central on FS1. And West Virginia right now is a 13.5 point road dog on this. Total was at 54.5. It's up to 55.5. There is a 56.5 out there as well right now, if you would like that number. West Virginia is 9-1 straight up against Kansas. The visitor in this series is 8-2 against the spread. The over has cashed in 5 straight meetings. Last year was a 32-28 win for West Virginia in Morgantown. That was another one of those games that maybe they shouldn't have won that game, but Jalen Daniels got a little loose with the football, and West Virginia was able to get some turnovers, etc. My number on this power rating has Kansas by a little less than 7. My stats projected spread has Kansas by almost 8. And yet the number is 13.5. A lot of love for the Jayhawks. I don't believe Kansas played last week. They did not. They did not play last week. The reason for that, they played Missouri, but they also played a week 0 game. They destroyed 2 teams. They came out, they looked like gangbusters against Missouri a couple of weeks ago in that first quarter, and then did very little else the rest of the ballgame. Missouri figured them out very quickly. West Virginia coming off of in just a huge emotional spot. They lost at Ohio, turned back around, and won the backyard brawl at home last week. Rich Rodriguez, I mean, tears of joy. Everybody was so excited about it. Now they got to go to Kansas. The defense for West Virginia has been the saving grace. Number 16 in PPA allowed per drive. Number 17 PPA allowed per play. They're number 18 in defensive success rate allowed. Kansas, their big thing is obviously the offense. Jalen Daniels doing his thing. This, you know, current strength of schedule, West Virginia number 89, Kansas number 33. I find that interesting. They played Fresno, they beat up on an FCS team, and then they played Missouri on the road. West Virginia played Pitt, and they played at Ohio, and they beat up on an FCS team. Yes, Missouri is more difficult, but, I mean, what are we talking about? Like, I don't feel like the strength of schedule is really that different. I might have to look at that metric. Might have to play with that one a little bit. Zach Alley against Lance Leipold. And not just Lance Leipold, but Matt Lubick and Jim Zabrowski. That offense against Zach Alley's defense, I think is going to be a lot of fun. Now, West Virginia is dealing with some injuries. I still think the defense is going to travel. Again, I'm going with the road team here. But 9-1 straight up, I mean, when you got somebody's number, you got their number. This would be a huge win for Kansas. But I kind of trust Rich Rod to be able to put points up, and I trust this defense to be able to at least slow down Kansas at some point. And God forbid Jalen Daniels get hurt at some point. I don't trust him to be able to withstand a full season with the way that he's been getting hit in some of these games. So I will go against the grain. This thing opened 11.5. It's out to 13.5. I'll take Rich Rod. Give me West Virginia to cover that big number on the road. And I kind of like the over at 55.5 as well. I know that my stats projected total is 48, but I mean, they've covered the over is hitting 5 straight. Give me West Virginia plus 13.5. Game number 8. James Madison is going to Liberty. This one is on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, or sorry, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPNU. And James Madison was a 9.5-point favorite when I created it. All right, so they opened at 6.5. That did not last but about 30 seconds, and it got hit. Right now, the best odds you can get on James Madison is 8.5. The best you can get on Liberty is plus 9.5. So we're sitting below 10. Because as soon as that thing hits 10, you know everybody's going to buy it back. But our total is, it opened at 48.5, and we've got a 46.5, a 47, and a 47.5. My stats projected total on this is 47.33, and I've got James Madison by 6.15. My power rating has James Madison by 6. Liberty, current strength of schedule is 111. PPA margin, number 73. Offensive success rate, number 59. Defensive success rate, number 32. Turnover margin, killing them, number 124. They're number 113 in giveaways per game. They've done well with penalties. They're number 32 in penalties per game. James Madison is number 129 in that spot, so that's certainly not good. Overall talent, Liberty actually has an advantage here. This James Madison defense is lights out. But the offense is leaving a lot to be desired. They can't throw the football. All kinds of stuff. Like, they just, number 131 in PPA per pass. They are number 131 in yards per pass attempt, number 115 in QBR. They got Matt Sluka, they got Barnett, and they're running some stuff where they've got two quarterbacks out there. Liberty's defense does not give up passing yards. The problem is that James Madison can actually run the ball a little bit, and Liberty is number 111 in PPA allowed per rush, number 131 in yards allowed per rush. So that is certainly something to pay attention to. This number, I don't necessarily trust it. Liberty is going to have to do something, and Jamie Chadwell is a good coach. So this is a fun coaching matchup, by the way. Bob Chesney and Jamie Chadwell, that's a phenomenal coaching matchup. I don't think Liberty is as bad as they have looked. I think they will show up here. I don't know that they win the game. I don't expect them to win the game. But I don't think that they should be 9.5-point dogs at home to James Madison. So what we're going to do here is trust the numbers, and we will go with a home dog for the first time. I'll take Liberty plus 9.5 at home against James Madison.
Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
Game number 9, North Carolina goes to UCF. Oh, man, 2:30 p.m. Central. This one's on Fox, and you want to talk about a game with a lot of variance. Central Florida opened as a 3.5-point favorite. That got blasted immediately, so now UCF is a 6.5-point favorite. Total opened at 51.5. It's down to 47.5. There is a 46.5 out there as well, so a lot of people loving the under on this, and I understand it. My projected total here is 43.09. My power rating has UCF by 9. My stats projected spread has UCF by 13.5. UCF right now 2-0, and they are 1-1 against the spread. North Carolina has won a couple of games since they got absolutely humiliated. North Carolina 4-15-1 against the spread in their last 20 games. UCF, they are 2-5 against the spread in their last 7 at home. UCF also 0-5 against the spread against ACC teams. Feels like this is a pretty big game for UCF, for Scott Frost and that bunch. UCF, surprisingly, pretty good on defense thus far. Now, their current strength of schedule is number 130. North Carolina's is number 86, so that plays into it. But this defense has been really good for UCF. They can't run the ball, and they don't even really try. So that is something. They run it 45% of the time. They throw the ball a lot, and they're good at throwing it. North Carolina's problem is they're number 97 in passing success rate. They're number 97 in passing explosiveness allowed. UCF is number 12 in passing explosiveness. Yeah. UCF, I think, is going to be able to move the football almost at will. North Carolina's offense, even against bad teams, not good. They certainly didn't do anything against TCU in the first week. They came out, they scored on that first drive, and then did nothing. I want to say they had 20 total yards for the next 2.5 quarters or whatever it was until it got to garbage time. I mean, it was just insane. They are number 110 in offensive success rate. They're number 110 in predicted points added per drive on offense. Yikes. They can't run the ball. They're number 117 in rushing success rate, and they run it like almost 58% of the time, or 57.25% of the time. Number 96 in offensive line yards, number 86 in stuff rate allowed. Could I see North Carolina winning this game? Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, UCF is 0-5 against the spread against ACC teams. But I think this is like a coronation. This is one of those big-time spots for Scott Frost, for UCF. Talent differential is not all that different. Number 31 for North Carolina, number 38 for UCF. And UCF is at home. They're explosive on offense. They are offense is not, like, they're not great on a down-to-down basis, but they can put points up. That's something to pay attention to. So, yeah, I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to trust the numbers here. Give me UCF at home minus 6.5. And again, if you haven't subscribed, like the video, you guys know what to do. Check out bettingcfb.com. That's where you can get these spreadsheets and whatnot. Membership's $5 a month, $50 for the year. It supports me. I'm a one-man operation. I do all this stuff by myself. And have a good time doing it. So if you want to support, do that. And subscribe and like and, you know, subscribe to the podcast. Y'all know what to do. Okay. Game number 10. Purdue heads to Notre Dame. 2:30 p.m. Central on NBC. Purdue was in a ball game with USC last week. They covered against USC. That one was at home. That was at West Lafayette. Last year, Notre Dame blasted Purdue 66-7. Now, granted, the timing of it wasn't exactly great because Notre Dame had just lost to Northern Illinois. They were looking for blood, etc. And Purdue was terrible last year. This year, you know, there is a baseline of competency. That's what I'm going to use with Barry Odom's bunch this year. Talent-wise, they're nowhere near Notre Dame. Not even close. But Notre Dame's defense certainly is leaving something to be desired. Chris Ash, they are already talking about him,
How long is he going to stick around, et cetera. They gave up 41 points at home to Texas A&M. Anytime Notre Dame scores 40 points at home, that should be enough to win a ball game. I mean, it just should. Absolutely should. Looking at some of the trends, Purdue 14-6 against the spread when they are getting 20-plus points. This line opened at 30.5. It is currently sitting at, we've got a 25.5 out there. We have a 24.5, and I wish that we had jumped on this when I did the sheet because it was Notre Dame 27.5. It has been coming down all week long. It's gone through some key numbers and whatnot. But I'll tell you, like, my stats projected spread has Notre Dame by a little over a touchdown. Power rating has Notre Dame by 10. The total on this is it opened at 48.5, went up to 51.5 at one point. My stats projected total is 51.58, but this thing is all the way out to 54.5. Consensus, it looks like. There's one spot that's got 53.5. That's going to keep going until it hits 55, I would imagine, because Notre Dame can't play defense. And Purdue isn't real great on defense either. Number 97 in defensive success rate for the Boilermakers. Number 103 for Notre Dame. Pace of play, Purdue is actually playing pretty quick. Number 53 plays per minute. And Notre Dame is number 74 in that. Both are kind of explosive and pretty good at preventing. So we'll see exactly who can win the battle there. Talent difference is way in Notre Dame's favor. The five factors rank, and I'll explain that more over at bettingcfb.com for you. But five factors, just raw five factors, Notre Dame is number 109. Purdue is number 67. Now, Purdue has played a significantly easier strength of schedule. Notre Dame's current strength of schedule is number 1, Purdue number 54. Even still, I don't believe that Notre Dame is going to win this game by 7 or 10. I think it's more likely a couple of touchdowns, maybe 3 touchdowns. I don't think they're going to kill them the way that they did last year. But I also don't think it's going to be 25.5 points. So, yeah, I will. Another road dog. I told you, this is setting up miserably. Miserably. I'm going to take the Boilermakers plus 25.5. Going to keep riding that train. 14-6 again against the spread when they're getting 20-plus points in the last 20. Let's make it 15-6. Give me Purdue plus 25.5. Game number 11, 3 p.m. Central on ESPN2. NC State is going to Duke. Duke is a 3 to 3.5 point favorite in this with a total of 58.5. It opened at 57.5. It jumped up to 59.5. Consensus right now is 58.5, so that's kind of bouncing around a little bit. My stats projected total on this is 49. My power rating has NC State minus 2. My stats projected spread has NC State minus 1.71. Pro bettors have been all over Duke for the last 2 weeks. This thing opened at 3, dropped down just a touch to 2.5, and now it's back to 3, 3.5. Duke is at home. NC State is 6-3 against the spread in their last 9. Duke is 1-4 against the spread in their last 5. Duke won in Raleigh last year, 29-19. Now, that was a significantly worse NC State team. But this NC State defense, leaving a lot to be desired. The other side of this is the Duke defense. I mean, number 112 in PPA allowed per drive. They're number 60 in defensive success rate, but they're number 104 in passing success rate allowed. You look at some of these numbers. This Duke defense, number 120 in PPA allowed per pass, number 125 in yards allowed per pass attempt, number 118 in QBR allowed. That's interesting. Teams are not throwing it enough on Duke. They're only throwing against them 43% of the time. I think NC State might try and do that a little more because NC State, not very good at running the ball. They are number 95 in PPA per rush, but they are number 38 in PPA per pass. So NC State might change things up just a little bit. Pace of play, Duke is going fast. They got Darian Mensa at quarterback, number 13 in plays per minute. NC State still playing kind of slow, number 96 plays per minute, but they are number 35 in plays per game. A lot of that has to do with how much they are allowing on defense, but regardless,
Duke is favored because they're at home, it feels like. But I have not seen anything out of this Duke defense that would lead me to believe that I should trust them. Duke number 131 in turnover margin, number 126 in giveaways per game, and they don't take the ball away from the other team, number 124 in takeaways. NC State does not turn the ball over, number 10 in giveaways per game. CJ Bailey has done a really good job with that. I'm going to trust the Wolfpack. So, again, another road dog, but NC State plus 3.5 is the way that I'm going to go on this one. Game number 12, Georgia Tech is hosting Temple. This one, 3:30 p.m. Central on the CW. And Temple got blasted at home in Philly last week by Oklahoma, 42-3. Did not expect that. KC Keeler moves from 9-4-1 against the spread as a dog to now 9-5-1 against the spread as a dog. Georgia Tech 3-0-1 against the spread in their last four as a double-digit home favorite. Temple 4-2 against the spread in their last six games. You know, Keeler typically pretty good in this role as an underdog. Georgia Tech, huge, huge emotional win last week. 55-yard field goal at the gun to beat Clemson. And the issue that I have is that they had to run Haynes King, like, what was it, 29 times or something? He didn't play the week before. They saved him up for that game. They got the win there. They should be able to win this game without him. Temple's numbers are pretty good, even though they got blasted last week. They're number 70 in strength of schedule. Georgia Tech is number 65 in strength of schedule. And that includes a win at Colorado earlier in the season. Spread opened at Georgia Tech minus 24.5. It's currently sitting at 23.5 across the board. 51.5 is the total. That opened at 49.5. It went up to 53.5. It's back down again. I don't expect Georgia Tech to do anything crazy here because they are going back into ACC play again after this. I don't think they show much here. You don't have to blast Temple. You just got to get a win. Like, it's easy as that, right? Special teams efficiency, neither team very good in that. Georgia Tech is not very explosive. Temple can be explosive on offense. This Temple offense, pretty surprising. Number 32 in offensive success rate. Number 38 running the ball. You know, Georgia Tech on defense, stopping the run is the one thing they're actually okay at. Number 59 in rushing success rate allowed. Number 45 in rushing explosiveness allowed. But they are number 97 in offensive line yards. Number 114 in stuff rate. Again, they've played Clemson. They've played Colorado. Is what it is. This Temple team, again, we'll use the same word that we use for Purdue. There is a baseline competency here that they haven't had in a long time. I expect the Owls to compete here. So while Georgia Tech is, you know, riding high after a huge win, my power rating number has Georgia Tech by 12. My projected stat spread has Georgia Tech by 11.5. I'll take that. Give me Temple. Give me Temple plus 23.5. I think that they can cover on the road because I don't think Georgia Tech is going to show anything. And who even knows if Haynes King plays again? We'll see. Not again for the whole season. You get the point. But, you know, Georgia Tech, my projected score on this is 31-19.5. We'll say 19, 31-19. I expect it to be worse than that. I don't think it'll be 23.5. So I'll take the Owls plus 23.5.
Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, go to bettingcfb.com or buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. They're the same thing. You get the point. There's a link in the description. But go and check those out and jump in the comments. Let me know what you're picking here. I want to know. BYU goes to East Carolina, and this one's 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN2. Let's go through some of the trends here. Since 2020, BYU 6-2 against the spread, 7-1 straight up against the AAC, and the only loss was to East Carolina. Kind of surprising. East Carolina 4-1 against the spread in their last five at home, so they do pretty well in this spot. East Carolina also, something to pay attention to, 3-0 against the spread all time against BYU. East Carolina lost the first game of the season to NC State, but they covered the game, and they have covered the last two games as well. BYU was off last week. They whipped up on Stanford, and then after that, they took a bye week. So, Bear Bachmeyer has looked really good. BYU opened as a 7.5-point favorite. There's a lot of love for East Carolina in the market right now. This one finally dipped below a touchdown, so it's 6.5 right now in favor of BYU. The total opened at 48.5, then jumped up to 49.5, and it has sat still. Still sitting at 49.5 on this one. My numbers on this, I've got BYU stats projected-wise by 11.27, and power rating, I've got BYU by about 6 points. My total on this is 53. So what I'm looking at a score, at least stats projected score, of around 32-21 in favor of BYU. I think BYU is significantly better on the lines of scrimmage. I think that's going to play a huge, huge difference in this spot. BYU number 3 in defensive success rate. Now, granted, they've played the number 128 current strength of schedule. East Carolina, number 96, is what it is. I think that BYU, I think people are looking at this game the wrong way. I know BYU has to travel. I get that. They're going across multiple time zones. I get all of that. I think this BYU team is really good. East Carolina cannot run the ball. They definitely won't be able to run it on BYU's defense. And they don't even try. Like, they have 42% of the time they run the ball. They throw the ball about 58% of the time. They're number 27 in PPA per pass. They are number 49 in yards per pass attempt, 44 in QBR, but they throw it a lot. They're number 17 in passing success rate, number 27 in passing explosiveness. BYU's defense thus far, it's only two games, but, I mean, they are really good. Number 14 in PPA allowed per pass. They are number 3 in QBR allowed. They're number 15 in passing success rate allowed, 15 in passing explosion, like all these different things. And they're even better at stopping the run. They're not good at throwing the ball, but that's another one of those where they don't try it all that often. They're number 95 in passing rate, but they do run it. And against this defensive line for East Carolina, which is, let's see, East Carolina is number 129 defensive line, number 114 linebackers. BYU will have success on the ground. This line is under a touchdown. Give me the Cougars. Cougars on the road. BYU minus 6.5 to get the win at East Carolina. Game number 14 is the Apple Cup, and we're going to try and speed through these next ones. 6:30 p.m. Central on CBS. Washington at Washington State. Current spread on this, we've got a 19.5 out there in favor of the Huskies. We got a 20.5 out there as well. And our total opened at 49.5, jumped up to 51.5. It's now out to 52.5 or 53.5, depending on the book. Some of the trends on this: Washington 3-6 against the spread in their last 9 games. Washington State 2-5 against the spread in their last 7. This is the 117th Apple Cup. Wazoo pulled the upset last year in Seattle, 24-19. Now, granted, they had John Mateer at that point. They do not have John Mateer anymore. They do not have Ben Arbuckle anymore. Washington 4-0 against the spread in their last 4 trips to Pullman. Strength of schedule, both of these are outside the top 100. But Washington has looked significantly better. Washington State, number 105 in PPA margin, number 111 in offensive success rate, number 96 in defensive success rate. Washington, number 25 PPA margin, number 9 offense, number 21 defense. I mean, the chasm between these two is massive. Washington, number 30 in overall talent. Washington State, number 78. My numbers say my power rating has Washington by 8. My stats projected spread has Washington by 14. However, with the way that last year's game went down, and the fact that Washington State is in a very vulnerable position, first-year head coach, of course, they've got Jimmy Rogers there. This
this team is not very good. And this Ryan Walters defense for Washington, what Jed Fish is doing, Jed Fish, do not get it twisted. I would almost guarantee that Fish is going to be gunning for that Florida job whenever it comes open. You need to be able to win games like this. You got to be able to beat your rivals. You can point to that if you're trying to sell yourself for that job. I think they lay the wood here. I know my numbers don't say it, and I'm going with another road team. I think Washington blasts Washington State. I don't think it's even close. Looking at the position groups, Washington is so much more talented in these spots, and they have a really good coaching staff. Give me the Huskies. Best number I can get is 19.5. Yeah, I'll take that. Washington minus 19.5. Game number 15, 2 p.m. Central, and we've got the 129th Civil War between Oregon State and Oregon. This is a tough one, a very, very tough one. The spread on this right now is Oregon minus 35. 35.5 is the consensus, but you can still get a 35 in a couple of different books. Total is 55.5. That number is gargantuan. I mean, just absolutely insane. Oregon won two straight against Oregon State by a combined score of 90-21. Oregon State 0-8 straight up, 4-4 against the spread since 2007 in Eugene. Oregon at Penn State next week. That is the ticket. They are at Penn State. However, 90-21 combined over the last 2 years. After that upset by Jonathan Smith's bunch over Oregon a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, Dan Lanning has absolutely laid the wood to these guys. But this time it's early in the year. Last year was early in the year, too. They annihilated them. Just terrible. The coaching mismatch here. I don't think Tyler Bray is going to be long in the tooth here. But also, I don't know what Oregon State's going to do. What do you do in this position? Because they're losing most of their talent. Oregon's number 7 in overall talent. Oregon State number 65. Oregon is good at everything. There's very little on here. They're number 132 in passing explosiveness because they don't have to. They're number 2 in the country in offensive success rate. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to look at. They're number 1 in PPA per drive, predicted points added. Oregon State is number 120 in PPA margin. Oregon is number 3. My stats projected spread has Oregon by 41.5. My power rating has Oregon by 26. My power rating is a little more conservative. But the stats projected spread, the books with this number have got the implied score somewhere around 45-10. My number is 55-13. the question is, when do they pull guys out? So we're picking full games. I would maybe bet Oregon first half here, but I can't bet on Oregon State. I cannot predict this team. They're 0-3 straight up. They're 0-3 against the spread. The only way you can go is with Oregon. So for show purposes, we will take Oregon minus 35. I hate laying that many points, especially in a rivalry game, but this just is not even a competitive matchup anymore. Bet that I do like probably Oregon team total over and Oregon first half. And maybe not team total over. First half team total over. We're getting in the weeds here. But for the show, Oregon minus 35 on that. All right, game number 16 here, and Vanderbilt is hosting Georgia State. Remember, Georgia State upset Vanderbilt last year. Did not expect that one. And Vandy still made a bowl game last year. How bananas is that? Current spread on this, it was 26.5, and it is still 26.5 in some spots. It's jumped up to 27 at one book, 27.5 at a couple others. Consensus still 26.5. Total is 53.5, and that is up from the 52.5 where it was earlier.
A few trends on this. Georgia State, again, won that one last year, 36-32 in Atlanta. They were a 9-point dog there. Typically, you don't like betting on Vanderbilt as a dog, but revenge spot here, and Vandy has looked really, really good thus far. Vandy 2-8 against the spread of their last 10 as a home favorite. However, Georgia State 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 as a 10-plus point dog. And looking at the numbers, my power rating has Vandy by 23.5. My stats projected spread has Vandy by more than 33 points. Implied score 46 to about 13. I think Vandy is in one of those spots where you don't have to throw it all over the yard. You're not worried about turning the ball over when you're running it. They are really good running the football. Georgia State cannot stop the run. They can't stop the pass. Georgia State can't stop nothing. Number 112 in defensive success rate. They're number 123 in passing success allowed. But running the football, number 119 in yards allowed per rush. They are number 91 in offensive line yards allowed. They are number 120 in stuff rate. Vandy is number 11 in offensive line yards, number 11 in stuff rate allowed, and they are number 24 in yards per rush. They're number 12 in PPA per rush. Georgia State is number 128 in PPA allowed per rush. I know it is a big number, but this Vandy offensive line is ranked number 15. Georgia State's defensive line is 103. Georgia State's offensive line, number 128. Vandy's defensive line is 57. What Clark Lee and Barton Simmons have done with this roster is nothing short of miraculous. Jerry Kill being on this team, being an analyst, helping out Tim Beck with this offense, it is a strange offense. It is weird. I don't think Georgia State's going to be able to put up a bunch of points here. I think Vandy crushes this team. So I will go with the home favorite here. Best number I can get right now, 26.5. Give me Vanderbilt minus 26.5. Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter. All right, last four games on the show. Again, like the video, subscribe, go to bettingcfb.com, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You guys know what's up. And jump in the comments. Game 17, Boise State goes to Air Force. Boise right now is a 10 to 10.5 point favorite on the road. It opened at 8.5 on this, and a total of 51.5 here. And that total has not moved. My projected total is 49.5. My power rating has Boise by 0.6. My stats projected spread has Boise by 0.16. I don't trust it. Looking at some of the trends, Boise since 2017. Boise is 6-1 straight up and against the spread against Air Force. Boise is coming off a bye week, so they had a whole other week to be able to prepare for this. Boise has only played 2 games. They did not do very much against South Florida in week 1. They crushed Eastern Washington after that. Yeah, yeah. And Air Force, 1-1, but Utah State just poured it on them. The fighting Broncos over there, just really, really doing it up. I will tell you, Air Force has done pretty good on offense. I think Boise is going to throw the ball all over the yard here because this Air Force defense has been atrocious. And the fact that Boise's defense is the strongest unit on the team, they had a week to prepare for this. I know what my numbers say. I'm going Boise. Give me the Broncos minus 10, even on the road. They've got Air Force's number. Y'all saw it last week. When a team has somebody's number, I typically ride with it until they prove me wrong. And Boise, I think in this spot, look at the Air Force number 116 in current strength of schedule, and their defense is number 121 in PPA allowed per drive. They are number 119 in defensive success rate allowed. I think Boise puts up numbers. So I think they will cover the 10. Boise minus 10. Game number 18, we're moving over to the Sun Belt on this one. And good gracious, Southern Miss goes to Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech, a 3-point home favorite. There is a 3.5 out there. This opened at 2.5. Total of 50.5 on this. It's 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN Plus. And this one, of course, going to be in Ruston. Interesting spot. Last meeting was in 2021. That was a 35-19 Southern Miss win over Louisiana Tech. Southern Miss 5-2 straight up in their last 7 against the Bulldogs. This is known as the rivalry in Dixie. They don't get to play all that often. Looks like they will start to play more starting next year because both of these teams will be in the Sun Belt. Louisiana Tech currently right now still a CUSA team. But Sun Belt going forward next year. My power rating has Louisiana Tech by 7. My stats projected spread has Louisiana Tech by 8. The offense for Louisiana Tech is not very good, but their defense has looked lights out. Current strength of schedule, number 53. Southern Miss, number 103. And Southern Miss coming off of a really big emotional win over App State at home last week. They really laid the wood to them. Again, I like what Blake Anderson is doing. He's the offensive coordinator here now. He was the head coach at Utah State and at Arkansas State before that. But Charles Huff came over from Marshall, has looked really good. Southern Miss right now 2-1 against the spread and overall. However, Louisiana Tech 3-0 against the spread. They're 2-1. Their only loss was a close, closer than expected loss to LSU in week 2. Neither of these teams turn the ball over much. Both of them commit a lot of penalties per game. Both defenses are better than the offenses. Southern Miss, more talented. I think Louisiana Tech has something cooking here. I feel good about this defense. I think they are going to be able to slow down Southern Miss, even with the talent difference. They're good at stopping the run. They're pretty good at stopping the pass. Number 48 in yards allowed per pass attempt. Number 36 in QBR. I like Southern Miss this year. I think that coming off of that big win last week is going to be pretty difficult, especially going on the road. Give me Louisiana Tech minus, best I can get is 3. Yeah, give me Louisiana Tech minus 3 at home. All right, 2 more games. Game number 19. We will start with that one. 9:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. We got a little Pac-12 after dark going on. Cal goes to San Diego State. This thing opened at 11.5. It is out to 12.5 consensus. There is 112 on the board still. Yeah, total of 48.5. This one opened at 47.5, jumped up to 49.5, came back down to 48.5. A lot of that has to do with the fact that San Diego State is, again, not good on offense, even though Sean Lewis is the coach. He just does not appear to have the pieces in place yet. So, looking at some of the trends, Cal 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 on the road. San Diego State 2-5 against the spread their last 7 overall. And, y'all, this JKS kid that's playing quarterback for Cal is awesome. He is a freshman. He is incredible. Did not expect this out of Cal. Again, Brian Harsin is the offense coordinator. Nick Rolovich is on staff as well. Both of those guys have been incredibly successful offensive coaches and head coaches. Maybe I should have known this, but, yeah. And the crazy thing is the Cal offensive numbers, still not great. Number 85 in offensive success rate, but that kid can sling the football. I mean, he is really, really good. The Cal defense has been really good. Number 21 in PPA allowed per drive on defense. They are number 29 in defensive success rate allowed. San Diego State's defense has been pretty good as well. Number 20 in defensive success rate. And they're really good against the pass. But again, I mean, we're looking at strength of schedule. San Diego State number 132. Cal number 112. This is interesting. There's not a number that I can look at that will tell me to take San Diego State, because my power rating has Cal by 10.5. My stat spread has Cal by 9.5. You know, projected score around 29-19.5, something like that. Total of 48, so it's really close to the total here. Yeah, 48.34, and we've got a 48.5 total. I like this JKS kid, and I don't trust San Diego State. Last time I trusted San Diego State, they got walloped by Washington State. They are coming off of a bye, so there is that. But talent difference is huge here, and the quarterback. I mean, Cal is just lighting it up. Lighting it up. So give me JKS. Give me Cal. Best number I can get right now is 12. I'll take that. Give me the Golden Bears minus 12 on the road late night. The last game on the board, Fresno State goes to Hawaii. Fresno, a 3-point road favorite. I take that back. That number has come down. Opened at 3.5. It's down to 2.5. I saw it when it was 3. Total of 47.5, and there is a 48 and a 48.5 on this, but consensus is at 47.5 on it. The dog in this series is 11-2-1 against the spread since 2010. Hawaii won at Fresno last year as an 11-point dog. They won 21-20, came back, scored 2 touchdowns late, got the win over Tim Skipper and that bunch. Stats projected spread, I've got Fresno by 3.79. My total is a little lower than the 47.5 or 48. I've got it at 45.8. And my power rating has Fresno by 4. Fresno got embarrassed in week 0. All they have done is won and covered every game since. Hawaii is 3-1 straight up. They got embarrassed by Arizona. Turns out Arizona might be pretty good. I don't know what to make of this Hawaii offense. Number 117 on offense in PPA per drive. They are number 99 in offensive success rate. They are not very explosive. Number 118. Now, some of this has to do with the fact that Michael Alahata is, he's the quarterback. He has played some, not all the time, but Hawaii can't run the ball. They can't really seem to throw the ball. The defense for Hawaii is pretty good. Number 36 in defensive success rate. Fresno, they are good on offense. Number 37 in offensive success rate. Number 37 in PPA per drive. But they're number 118 in defensive success rate. So Fresno can, probably will give up some points. But you're going strength on strength and weakness on weakness in this. And I like the quarterback for Fresno. I think EJ Warner is pretty good. And they have got some confidence going right now. I know they're going on the road. But again, something to pay attention to. The dog in this series, 11-2-1 against the spread since 2010. I mean, it's hard to argue with those numbers. Fresno, talent advantage, position advantage. Give me the Bulldogs. I will take them at the 2.5. And I'm going to feel pretty good about that. Fresno minus 2.5. All right, we're not going to recap. We've gone too long on this. I like talking about college football a little too much. So, but we are going to get out of here. You guys subscribe. Go to bettingcfb.com. Go to buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. Jump in the comments. I want to hear from you. But let's knock it out. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment. Follow at GaryWCE on X and check out the web store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.